Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Leslie.
I'm Tessie.
And we are sisters-in-law. We're mama bears, we're moms, we're friends, we're all sorts of things.
We're in the same room, the stewed today.
Right. The stewed that is my kitchen. But we started this podcast months ago because we love talking with one another and with other friends about the things that matter to us, the things that kind of strike a chord with us and that we see resonating with a larger world. So on Wednesdays, we come together and we talk about these things. We try our best to encourage our listeners to think about the things that we're discussing and think about their own mama bear and what she has to offer the world. On Mondays, we interview really amazing women who are doing incredible things and who are a lot like you. But on Wednesdays, we come together and just Tessie and I tackle a subject. And here we are.
Here we are. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Tis the season. Tis the season. We are in the face of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Just tomorrow is Thanksgiving, Woof. And we're excited about that.
Yep.
And then we have Black Friday.
Oy.
And then we have Small Business Saturday.
Right.
And then we have Cyber Monday.
Yep.
There are so many things. And then, obviously, our favorite comes next Tuesday with Giving Tuesday. So it's an interesting time of year.
Hashtag America.
Exactly. And today we're going to talk about Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Giving Tuesday, it's this global day of giving, and it's primarily fueled by social media. And, you know, years before Giving Tuesday was a thing,
yeah,
you and I and a group of women did another kind of social media raising money, making the world better place, or making the world a better place kind of initiative. And it was called Facebook Fridays.
Yes. Yes.
And it was started by a woman, gosh, I think she lived in like New Zealand or somewhere. Like,
I don't
she
remember.
Was
it
international,
was
international.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yeah,
she saw that we were trying to raise money for clean water. And she said, hey, let's do Facebook Fridays. Every Friday, let's encourage our friends to throw in 10 bucks. And it raised like $10,000 over the course
yeah,
of the season. It was crazy. So it's just, that is a great example, I think, of the fact that there's really, truly no limit to what we can do together and what we can do with social media, because it's a thing.
Right, right.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about Giving Tuesday and what we love about it. We're going to talk about compassionate consumerism. And we're going to give some practical ways to engage the mama bear, to create ripples of hope and love in what is typically a really intense season of the year. I mean, holidays yeah, are coming. If America is not wrapped in consumerism every other part of the year, like,
it
for
is
sure
full
now.
On. It's full court press consumerism.
It's true. And we believe that a good mama bear can continue to give their families and their kids great gifts
right,
this season, but they can be gifts with a purpose, mm-hmm, or with gifts that don't exploit others mm-hmm in their creation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to offer a little bit of a primer here. But also, we want you to jump into this discussion too on our social media, just like we're jumping into the holiday season. The waves of our culture are just, they're so, so strong. So we need to mentally prepare for this. We can do it together. I'm ready. What do you think?
Let's do it. Giving Tuesday, also known as hashtag Giving Tuesday, right, comes with its own hashtag, which is really important in social media. This, as you said, is a global day of giving fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. We've all seen the ugly side of social media, mm-hmm, have we not?
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, like, really recently. Feels very relevant. But we get to turn it on its head and mm-hmm make it a really powerful tool for good. It's always celebrated. Giving Tuesday is always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving in the U.S., and Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Right. So it's like, it really is, again, kind of the countercultural movement away from that Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday kicks off the charitable season, where agencies like Empower Tanzania, who you work for, kind of kick off their holiday giving. And so we thought it'd be fun to talk about a few of our favorites that we love giving to on Giving Tuesday that also then can be great gifts.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be a fun thing to
yes.
do.
Yes. I think, I mean, it's, I love the purpose. It's twofold, right? Because you're benefiting this organization that's doing great work. And you're also getting a little something that you can give to your friends or your kids or your sister, whatever.
Or yourself.
Because
the first one, I bought two.
Only for you.
Only for me.
I know. It's so true. And I feel like on hashtag Giving Tuesday, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta treat yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, the first opportunity and favorite that we have are these bangle bracelets that benefit water projects for Empower Tanzania. And, of course, this is totally near and dear to my heart. When I was in Tanzania in the spring, I was checking out the jewelry that the women were wearing there. And we were in a Maasai community, which has very intricate, beautiful jewelry. I mean, these women are just stunning, just gorgeous. And I saw one woman wearing these gold bangle bracelets. And actually, the men were wearing them as well.
Well, what picture? There's a picture of you extending your hand. We need to post it because it's a gorgeous shot, too.
We absolutely will. And I was actually extending my hand talking about her bracelets and being like, let's work together.
Yeah.
So the people of this village, Pengaro, they are the ones who produced these gold bangle bracelets. Which I love because it, you know, offers this sort of economic stimulus to them because these, you know, we placed an order for 900 bangle bracelets and we're selling them sets of three, $30, for the set of three, a couple of local boutiques, the Ruby Slipper, Charm Boutique, and Flutter of the Quad Cities. So these are local to where I live. They sponsored the bracelets, helped pay for the cost, upfront cost, so that every cent that the buyer spends on these bracelets goes to clean water projects.
Yeah.
So it's a huge win. It's a win for the people of Pengaro who benefited from the work that we provided. It's a win for the organization. We will be able to use the money raised from these bracelets to complete some water projects that are fantastic that we've got in place. We're just waiting for the funding. And I mean, probably the biggest winner is anyone who puts these on their wrist.
Yeah. And listener, you've heard us with our bangles. They have been audible on some of
it's
our
true.
Podcasts. They are gorgeous. So just as a recap, $30 for three bangles, $30 goes to creating clean water, essentially. I mean, can you win any more?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So we'll link it.
Let's do.
And yeah, maybe you'll find yourself wanting that also.
Yeah. My other one that I have to mention, because it's another organization we talk about all the time. We believe so much in Adventure Project. I love WIT. You and I are both big fans of WIT. So, of course, when it comes to Christmas, you know, like supposedly, quote unquote, if you're bad, you get coal in your stocking. They turn this on the head and they sell coal, lumps of coal, which are actually little chunks of handmade soap for their kind of Giving Tuesday.
Right, their deal. Campaign.
Their campaign, the soap is amazing. I've gotten it every year. So it's actually really good quality soap as well. But when you buy one thing of soap, you're providing one woman in Kenya a new charcoal efficient stove. I love this. I got to see these stoves in action in Haiti. And what I learned was that cooking over an open fire is one of the largest killers of women and children in the developing world. So these stoves are a really simple way to literally save lives, and you're getting soap, and you're in like injecting some WIT.
Right, you're being hilarious.
Also, the environmentalist in me loves that you save, because they're charcoal efficient, six trees are cut down a year with the other stove, so you're saving these trees, right? But the Adventure Project, they add venture to developing worlds, which I just love. And their goal is to move 1 million people out of poverty by 2030, which it sounds huge, but I think they're totally capable of it.
Absolutely.
And this is just kind of one of the ways you do that, because your people, local people, sell these stoves. So
yep.
Awesome. Go buy coal too.
Totally.
Coal and bracelets.
I'm doing it. I'm doing both for sure.
We also, those are just outright charities, right? But
yes.
There are for-profits that give part of their profits to charities.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about that too, right?
Yes.
We asked our listeners and our friends, like, who are your favorite companies like this that have kind of that social entrepreneurship mm-hmm. aspect to them? And someone mentioned Consider Grace, which I was like, oh my God, Leslie's going to love this. It was a woman who kind of looked at her closet and was like, I have so much stuff. What am I doing with all of this? And so she upcycles her stuff, and 100% of the proceeds go to an organization called Crisis Aid, which is a group who works globally and within the U.S. for things like disaster management, sex trafficking victims, and a whole host of other issues. But Leslie, upcycling?
I know. It's one of my favorite words that spell check has not caught on to yet. But upcycling,
but you have.
It is a thing. It is a beautiful thing. I cannot wait to check out Consider Grace.
Yeah.
Join, spelled J-O-Y-N, is made, they have products that are made by local people in India. It gives them jobs, education, this vocational training, medical benefits, a daily meal plan. All of these things are possible when you buy their products. And I was just on their website, handbags, clutches, etc., or accessories. So cute.
Oh my gosh.
I am in love. There's a suede, like, boho bag.
Oh, no.
I know. God. It's so cute. So that's another one. I mean, these are all things that we might be shopping for anyway, but if we can kind of plug into someone who's doing it for that social good,
yes.
I mean, it's just such a great bonus. And again, we can be intentional on Giving Tuesday about spending our money on these
And we
things.
Should be intentional.
We
right.
Should.
Speaking of, got lost on the website, could spend $2 million, Parker Clay, which I had not heard of before, but they have products that were made in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa. The money goes toward a local nonprofit there called Women at Risk that helps pull women out of the sex trade by giving them same things, jobs, education, training. These products are gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
gorgeous, mm-hmm. and the mission is awesome. So that's another one.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bombas is another another company that's doing some really great things. This was a listener suggestion, and this was a listener after my own heart. So Bombas sell socks.
Yeah.
Socks happen to be one of my favorite things to give people.
Like,
especially I love that men's socks have become, like, so flashy yeah. and fun. And I just, my cousin's husband had a birthday a couple weekends ago, and I bought him two, like, he's an outdoors guy,
ooh.
And I bought him, like, a set, these two pairs of really fun, like, really warm socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought them at, like, a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have bought them at Bombas. It's online. They donate every pair that they sell. They donate to a homeless shelter, which, fascinating. Socks is the number one thing that's actually requested by homeless shelters. People need socks.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's just a really great way to style yourself and also be a conscientious, compassionate consumer. They
yeah.
have all different types. So, you know, if you have kids who are sporty, there's sporty styles, there's
awesome.
Ankle styles. I could talk about socks all day.
You really could. I wish the listener could see you. You're hype right now. Another one kind of like that. It was from the same listener, actually. I had not heard of this. LSTN headphones. Same kind of idea. For every purchase of a headphone or speakers, they have kind of the gamut of ways to listen to music or podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
They provide hearing aids to a person in need. They have headphones, they have earbuds, they have Bluetooth speakers, they've got it all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in these beautiful, like, cherry wood, walnut. I mean, they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
they look
speakers.
Super well made. And then, again, you're essentially giving someone hearing aids, which I am about maybe 10, 10 years off of kneading. So I really appreciate this one specifically.
It's true. I guarantee that will be the first thing to go is my hair. Like, I come from a long line of hearing aid wearers. So
same.
It's coming.
Same.
Oh, and talk about the giving keys, because this is something I've admired you wearing. So tell listeners about that.
Well, listeners will remember Christina Smith. Mm-hmm. She was one of our first guests. One of my very good friends had found out about this company and bought us best friend necklaces. So the giving keys, basically, they're beautiful products. Keys on necklaces. I don't know if they have, I'm sure they have bracelets and stuff too. I guess I haven't looked on their website all that much, but they, each purchase helps people out of homelessness in LA, which I just love, but they're really cool. They got old keys. They've repurposed some keys. The best friend's one I have, it just is like gold in the shape of a key, mm-hmm. but beautiful stuff. I mean, how fun to have a best friend necklace in your
30s. I know, you totally need that in your 30s. Oh, love it. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about compassionate consumerism. We've talked about kind of some campaigns, some places to go when you're looking on Giving Tuesday. I think in general, though, there are a few things that we can always be looking out for. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard of fair trade. Just that international trading philosophy, it supports sustainable development, better conditions for marginalized producers throughout the world, while also offering really unique and well-crafted products. I think it's really important to stress that I think there's, when people hear fair trade, they're kind of, at first, maybe we'll think like, oh, I'm really only doing this to support the cause. Like, my expectations for the product is low. But I can tell you, I have been buying fair trade, mm-hmm. and it's high quality. You know,
lasts forever.
Yes, like better quality than a lot of mm-hmm. what you find elsewhere. So, I'm always on the lookout for fair trade. It's great for chocolate and coffee, which I think is a whole nother episode we're not going to get into right now. I love fair trade jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
We have a local fair trade shop, Sis mm-hmm. International. She actually, the woman who owns Sis, was a sponsor of this podcast.
She's also related to me.
She's amazing. She's Becky Dawson. Hey, Becky.
Hey,
shout
Becky.
Out, Becky. So hopefully where you live, you have access to a fair trade store mm-hmm. or at least a section of a shop. I know like Whole Foods, places like that have sections, or they have products that are fair trade.
Even Costco has...
You're right.
Like fair trade bags mm-hmm. and baskets, mm-hmm. at least in ours. I assume that that's kind of nationwide too.
Well, yeah, and Overstock.com. Oh, like there are places online too that will have that kind of fair trade labeled mm-hmm. section. So it's easier to find than you might think. And with that label, it's a very strict restriction or a strict guideline that the producer has to follow in order to be qualified as fair trade. And so just be on the lookout as you're shopping. If there's an alternative, product that is fair trade, snatch that up if at all possible.
Well, I, as you know, have a, my wallet is from Sis International.
I
know. And I can't think of a single time that I've pulled out my wallet to pay for something when someone hasn't commented on it. And it's, I've had it for years.
Right.
And it's still really
made
done.
Out of like paper rice bags.
Yeah, the rice bags.
I love that.
It's gorgeous. So I like what you said. Don't think you're sacrificing quality or luxuriousness, craftsmanship, anything. You're going to get amazing compliments. You have your list, right? Mm-hmm. Like people have their Christmas list. If wallet, if purse, if jewelry, if anything is on it, mm-hmm. shop fair trade mm-hmm. first. I mean, this is the best way you can kind of engage your mama bear.
Yes. So, slave labor. Mm-hmm. It's a thing, guys. 27 million men, women, and children live as someone else's property mm-hmm. here in the year 2016. So, slaves are making the items that we're buying often in celebration of the birth of Jesus.
Let's just maybe say that again, because when you frame it like that...
It's so true. Do you really want me to say it again?
Yeah, I want people to hear this.
Slaves are making the items that we are buying in order to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
That is crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
I think this doesn't settle well with us as mama bears.
Yeah. We are doing this podcast for... early for a couple reasons. One, to celebrate Giving Tuesday, but also to give you plenty of time to do your due diligence on your Christmas list. And one of the ways you can do that, like we've talked about this in a previous podcast, but where are the products that are made? Where are they coming from? Where are the materials that they are made with coming from? The cotton in your t-shirt, how's it harvested? The beans in your coffee? You've got to do a little digging. Again, that's why we're giving you plenty of time, you guys. You're welcome. Okay. There are a couple of apps that we love that you can actually scan the barcode with your phone if you're out shopping. Think Dirty is one of them. It talks about what kind of stuff is in your normal everyday product if you like that. There's also an app called The Good Guide where scientists rate health, environment, and social impact. And then there's Free to Work, the number two, which kind of establishes what each brand's response to forced and child labor practices are around the world. We'll list some additional resources for slave free labor in the show notes, as well as other listeners gave us a lot of really great feedback for companies who are doing where you can buy something awesome and it goes to, so we'll have a full list. We're going to do your shopping for you guys. So make sure you check out our website, but we'll have more about slave labor there. I think that'll be a good place to find it.
Yeah. And you guys, I mean, everyone's heard of Etsy and you can find beautiful, really unique stuff there. It's handmade. You're supporting an artist entrepreneur. So that's another great way to kind of shift some of your spending power. If you're a maker, make your own gifts.
Or not.
If you're not, if you're a dreamer, maybe let someone else make them. But if you're a maker, you go ahead and you make that. I've seen people do handmade Christmases, like where they only buy handmade or make it themselves. And if you can do this locally, then that's even better. Yep. So if you can buy fair trade locally, if you can buy handmade or upcycled, or, you know, the kind of for a cause items, if you can do that in your own town, that's even better because you're supporting your local economy, your local, you know, neighbors and community. Yeah. So
remember, we say this all the time, you guys, we get a vote with our dollars all the time. It's the loudest vote we have. So when you give money to places like fair trade and whatever, then you're automatically, you're telling people that you want the people making our stuff to have a living wage. Yep. You don't agree with slavery. You know, these are things you're telling by your dollars. So we need to, as our mama bear, engage in that way and spend responsibly.
It's true. You're going to spend a little more.
Yep.
But when you think about it at the end of the day, like maybe buy a little less. You can still get to your budget. You can stay within the parameters of what's comfortable for your family. We can just do better.
Exactly. Leslie, I know that around the holidays, there's some anxiety within your soul. Would you agree with that?
I mean, I would say I'm not alone.
No.
But as someone who struggles with anxiety year-round, the holidays can be really, really hard. And so, you know, I think about this sort of thing, like voting with my dollars and making these decisions. And I think, okay, how can I do better but not be completely overwhelmed by doing better? So if I don't take the time to sit down and make a list and prioritize, then all of these good intentions just get thrown out the window because it's the week before Christmas and I've done nothing.
It's sort of
paralyzing. So we'll put up our tree over the weekend, and then sometime after the kids go to bed, or maybe I'll wake up early one morning, probably not. But either way, I'll sit down and I will make a really detailed list. And I'll do my research, I'll explore the possibilities, and I'll do better, I think. It's when you have so many choices that often, you know, you can get really overwhelmed. And there are so many choices this time of year. So that's something that helps me, is just being prepared. In past years, when I haven't done this, I end up spending more than I budgeted for. I end up buying less responsible, less meaningful gifts that don't reflect my values. And so it's worth it. But I do need to carve out that time in order to make this happen.
And I think once you carve out that time, you'll be able to consider your list and ask yourself, like, would it be possible to downsize this mm-hmm. list? You get to consider the why of gift giving, mm-hmm. especially for the kids. I always think of this because Christmas can be crazy. And you said this is often in the spirit of, like, celebrating the birth of Jesus. But it feels a lot like you're actually mostly trying to keep up with the Joneses yeah. as opposed to celebrating Jesus, right? So are you enabling your children to believe they are keeping up with the Joneses? Mm-hmm. Like, is this a competition kind mm-hmm. of thing? Are you trying to fill that soul hole that exists in a relationship? You know, if you yeah. feel a strained relationship, do you, like, spend more on that?
Right.
I think when you do get up early or not, or stay up late, that's when you get to figure out, right? You get yeah. to really evaluate what's going on there.
Yeah, and give yourself some time to do that. I love, Tessie, what you guys do. So tell us about your giving tradition, because I feel like you're really good about keeping this in check.
Yeah.
And you have 5 kids.
And we have 5 kids, so there is, like, some practical reasons right. we keep this in check. But also, because we love the idea, for us as Christians, I do want to keep it focused on Jesus and not on Benjamin. The Benjamins.
Oh, I hear you. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See what I did there? So we do the 4 gifts. I think Jen Hatmaker was the one that started this. I can't be 100% sure on that, but that's who a lot of people give credit to for this idea. But we do something you want, something you need, something you wear, and something you read. So each kid gets 4 things, 4 gifts, and then we do stocking stuffers. Our kids, let's be real, they have everything they could want or need. Mm-hmm. They don't need anything. But this is a way to celebrate Christmas, to be part of the culture, because, mm-hmm. we want our kids to live within the culture as well, but then not lose focus yeah. of what it means to, you know, we want the focus to be on time spent with each other yeah. and just enjoying the season. You guys yeah. are pretty good about this, too. I don't think you have the 4 things, but you're good about keeping everything in check.
Yeah, we do. We try to keep it kind of simple. We start on Advent, which we kind of roll into St. Nicholas Day, and each kid gets an ornament that reflects, like, what they're into that mm-hmm. year. So that's sort
Love
of,
that.
Like, a very fun tradition that we have. And then Christmas morning, each kid gets, 3 gifts. We try to limit it to 3. And then really my favorite thing, and the kids won't tell you this is their favorite thing, but they recite a poem for me each
yes.
year. And so, again, it's about kind of that experience. You know, we unwrap presents really slowly. We do the stockings also. Mm-hmm. And then we read poetry, basically. And it's the most delightful thing. And so I think that, yeah, we've been able to kind of, it's hard. I mean, there have been years where I've told Jake, like, I know we're going to stick to 3 presents per kid, but, like, what if we make it 3 piles per kid, you know, where there's, like, 2
right.
or 3, like, in a bow.
Right.
But, again, you got to keep yourself in
yeah.
check.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to get presents.
It is.
But I do like having some parameters.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, Leslie, like, even with our 4 things, we gotta turn to Amazon. Do you do this too? Like, you guys, yeah. we're not just all buying our stuff. Like, we can be real here.
Oh, for sure.
Sometimes we just gotta lean on that 2-day free shipping. Lean hard on that Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So, but guess what? Even Amazon can kick back. There's
right.
a Smile account where you can give some of your purchase money to a charity, mm-hmm. or you can go on our website. And again, every purchase you make for Christmas helps us improve the podcast and reach more listeners. So you need to do Amazon. Well, at least do Amazon for good then.
Right. Exactly. And I think, I like that you said that. It is true. It can be really overwhelming, you know, mm-hmm. to try to make sure every purchase that you make is fair
right.
trade. Or, I mean, it sometimes just isn't possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. We both admit 100% we don't do this perfectly. But I do think that we can all just do that little something, and that adds up to something huge. So even if you can just choose one area to buy fair trade or handmade this year, that adds up. If
yeah.
we all do that, if we all just choose one thing, it really will make a difference. So, for instance, like teacher gifts. I know
yeah.
so many people this year are buying these bracelets,
mm-hmm.
the Power Tanzania bracelets, for their teacher's gifts. So
right.
that can add up to something huge. And it might just, that might be the only thing they do throughout the holiday season with that in mind, with
right.
that sort of social good in mind, but
mm-hmm.
it's something. So I do think that if enough of us just make a few small changes, then the impact will be felt and the goodness will be spread.
I know, and we always talk about ripples, and I've found I often get teacher gifts from our water party, which mm-hmm. we'll go into at some point in the future, but it always creates those ripples because people are like, what's this? Where's this? And so sometimes we'll get those donations after mm-hmm. the fact because of things like that, because they're learning about these organizations after you give them these gifts, or yeah. then they go and buy fair trade for their next birthday or anniversary. Right. So it creates these really awesome ripples too. Yeah. There's just an awareness that's built. But I think we got their mama bear listening. Bring it home, Leslie. Bring it home with
bring
the dare.
Bring it home. All right. Mama bears, we are entering the holidays. This can be a beautiful time of year, and if we're careful and we're intentional and we do a little bit of planning and homework, it can also be a season where we put our mama bear sense of justice to work. Mm. We believe very much in the power of one. Your choices and your actions matter. And we believe that if each of us makes a few small changes in our shopping habits this season, we can make the world a better place for the people who produce the things that we buy. We can, as we've said before, turn the dial from consumerism to compassion. One of the biggest votes we have is with our dollars, and one of the biggest acts of resistance and justice can come from the way that we spend our resources. We dare you to carve out a little time this year and think through your list. Are there ways that you can fulfill the hopes and expectations of others while considering the source of that joy? Are there adjustments that might make your purchases more fair or equitable to the producers? What might you tweak in a nod to human dignity and in an act of justice? Mama bears, you were made for this. We can delight our friends and family members this holiday season with thoughtful gifts, and we can buy our gifts with the care and consideration required to change this world.
Oh, that's so good. Goosebumps. I love that. I love it so much. So again, you guys, we will have links to everything we talked about and stuff we didn't get into. Mm-hmm. that we researched and were also really good in the show notes, www.mamabeardarespodcast.com. Just click on the
Dare to Listen
page and you'll find it there. And you guys find us on our social media. This is where we found out about a lot of these mm-hmm. really great companies. So you'll be able to enter the conversation that way too. And let us know if there's one that you like. On Facebook, mention it so that our listeners can also go there. Yeah, you guys, we love this. We love it so much. We love when we hear from you, hey, how do I do better? Because we've heard that, like, mm-hmm. Christmas is coming. How do we do better? And then you and I get to research how we do better.
How
you
we
and
do
me.
It. Right,
you
exactly.
Know? And then we get to talk about it together. So thank you guys so much for being such an active and awesome community. We're so in love with y'all.
We are. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Have an awesome and safe Thanksgiving, you guys. Yeah. We will be back on Monday.
That's right. We will.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good week. Zuri podcasting with
Hi,
us.
Hi, Granny Kenny.
Zuri, you want to say something?
That's such a good scratching post.
Come here.